Okay, tonight is Monday evening, January 30th, or Beis Shvat. This is the Gemara Shir, Gemara Sukkah, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Omar Rava, turning to the top of Zayin Amud Beis.
Okay, just let me review briefly what Rava had stated previously, because Rava is going to expand his halacha to include two other dinim tonight. Rava came up with a very interesting halacha known as a migu. Migu, the hevedofen le'inyan sukkah, hevedofen le'inyan shabbos. That if something halachically constitutes a wall in relationship to Hilchos Shabbos, a Hilchos Sukkah, it also will constitute a wall in relationship to Hilchos Shabbos. So Rava had made his comment about two-thirds of the way down on Zayin Omud Aleph, where Rava simply cited the halacha concerning a sukkah, that all you need is two walls plus a tefach. Shtayim kehilchasan u'shlishis afilu tefach. So your walls would be two complete walls, and the third one would just be one tefach wall. As you well know, for a sukkah, that's acceptable. We've been learning this for quite some time. But for Hilchos Shabbos purposes, that's normally insufficient. In order to create a Rishis HaYachid, Yidda O'Raisa, you need three walls. And the wall is not a tefach, is not called a wall. The wall has to go the entire length of the area that you want to enclose. And that's on a D'oraita level, all you need is three mechitzos. On a D'rabbanan level, you need, on the open side, you need either a lechi or a kola on that fourth side, which is exposed to the Rishus HaRabbim. So Rava came and was mechadish halacha, that if something is considered a dofan, a mechitza, for Hilchos Sukkah purposes, it is also considered a wall for Hilchos Shabbos. Not only will you be in the kind of mitzvah by sukkah teishu shivas yamin, by sitting within a sukkah which has two walls plus the thing, but on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkah, you will be allowed to what? To carry in that sukkah as well. Even though, had this been not Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkah, an ordinary Shabbos, if you're sitting it in the middle of Shvat, and sitting in that sukkah on that Shabbos, you would not be permitted to carry in that particular sukkah. Nigu to have a dofa, that was the thing. Then the Gemara also turned it around. That if something qualifies as a wall for Hilchos Shabbos, then on that very same Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkah, we can also use this wall for what? For a sukkah. And we know that there are very lax standards in relationship to Hilchos Shabbos from time to time, and we will continue with some of the illustrations. So the way the Gemara created it is that it goes both ways, and the Gemara itself said the reason why I created both ways, because had I only formulated it one way, I could never have learned out the other way. That if I only have a halacha that it works from Shabbos to Sukkah, you would say that's going for something which is more chamur to something which is less severe, more cute. Because after all, the issue of eating out of the sukkah is not nearly as severe as carrying in with the Shabbat. So therefore, the Gemara felt it necessary to engage in describing both types of cases. Both types of cases. But that's what the Gemara said. So now, in light of that, as long as you have that Rava Migu in front of your nose, we can now see Rava's application to two other halachas as well. Omar Rava. And the Rif writes, in all of these halachas of Rava, except them halachas. So, we're not only dealing with theory, we're dealing with halacha l'maisa here. Sicheh al gavai mavui, Yeshlo lechi, Sheva. Okay? Shiches al gabi mavui shiesh lo lechi shela. What happens here? Somebody went ahead and placed kach on a courtyard which was only enclosed by what? By a lechi. Right? It's a pasach. That was it. And he put kach on something along those lines. So Rava says, that's okay. Why? Because if it enables you to carry on Shabbos, along with the same principle, it enables you to what? Eat in the sukkah. Or the Amar Rava. Rava takes it another step further. Another step further. Sichech al gave pasi beraos. Shela. If I place my shach on pase de ro'o. So Rashi, right here, we once spoke about pase de ro'o, but Rashi here gives you the diagram. The halacha is that if anything is 10 tefachim in the ground, that also constitutes a reshus hayachid. Because the 10 tefachim mark doesn't only have to be above ground, 10 tefachim below ground also constitutes a machitza, and within those walls of a reshus hayachid. As a result, if you have a well where the source of the water is more than 10 tefachim down below, you are not permitted to draw water from the well on Shabbos, because you are standing in a reshus harabim. The water is contained in its own reshus hayachid, and by taking the pail out of the well, you are now carrying on Shabbos. Going from well, going from reshus hayachid to reshus harabim. However, mishum ole regel, the Chachamim made a leniency. What did they make a leniency? That you can somehow surround the well and create an enclosed area to surround the well, and that the well plus your surrounding area is all of the Sayachid. So, to put up walls, which the Torah normally requires, the Halakha requires, you know, that's a little difficult for a traveler to start to carrying enough material to put up walls. But posts, he has. So he sticks in a post here, and a post there, and a post there, he sticks in four posts. What this guy did was, he put his chach on top of the four posts. Put his chach on top of the four posts. Says, look, Sichech al gave pase de ro'os, that if I place my chach on the posts, which are designed to enclose a bar of the reshus harabim, a well in the reshus harabim, for the purpose of ole regel, that will enable me to eat in such a sukkah when? A tzavchom or sukkah. Any other day of sukkah, you can't eat in a sukkah. Because the migu won't work. Because on Shabbos, migu to have it open with Shabbos, since this is considered a wall for Shabbos purposes, considered a wall for sukkah. But in relationship to what? On a Tuesday, which is Sukkot, it's lacking wall. It doesn't have any halakhic validity as a wall. And the only way for it to contain a wall as a sukkah is to have a real wall. Because as we've said 50,000 times, imaginary halakhic walls don't work for sukkah. They work for Shabbos, but they do not work for sukkah. And we explain why. Because for Shabbos, the purpose is not the wall, the purpose is to create the division between here and there. That's the reshus harabim, this is the reshus harabim. But by sukkah, there is a halakha in the funnel. You need wall. And God takes this to wall. Fine. Now the Gemara says, utzricha. Rava had to let me know both cases of his chidush, that migu to have a dof from the Shabbos, have a dof from the sukkah. He had to tell me both halakha. The Iyashmi Inan Mavui, if he had only let me know the halacha of the Mavui. Now what's the case of the Mavui? What is the case of the Mavui? Where you had, what? Two regular walls, and the third wall was put up with the Suras HaPesach. You can't carry in a Mavui just with all, what? All Suras HaPesach. You need two regular walls. So I would have imagined, says the Gemara, Mishum de'ika stay defanos me'al yasa. At least in that case, there are two legitimate walls. Now, in order to make this kosher for Sukkah, how much would you have needed for the third wall? Yeah. A tefach. You need one tefach. Here he didn't make a tefach. What did he do? He put up a lechi, and that's it. A lechi doesn't have to have any thickness whatsoever. So here, I could have said, when will I say Yibu to have a doifin with Sukkah? That sees something is considered a wall for Shabbos. It's considered a wall for Sukkah. At least there are two legitimate walls there. But in the case of Tatsin Devaho, where all you have are four posts, but there are no rocks, no walls there at all, perhaps brothers wouldn't go that far and say the Migul. Maybe the Migul does not work in that particular case. Therefore, I would have said, Avo Gabe Tase Veros, line 5, the Lekka Stei Defanos, Ma'al Yisa, where there are no two regular walls, Ema Lo, I would have thought that what? That maybe Ravas Halacha doesn't apply. The E Ashme'inan Tase Veros, if I had what? Quoted only the other Halacha, that you're allowed to put the Schach on these Tase Veros, Mishum de'ika shum arba defanos. Because at least there's something that looks like four walls. Because how many posts are there? There are four posts. And each one now symbolically creates the look of what? Of a wall. Avos sichech agaboy mavui. But what? But had you only had the case of the Mavui, where there were two legitimate walls, and only one lousy lechi, maybe Ravas Halacha does not apply. Therefore, a malai, I would have said no. Therefore, Ravas found it necessary to what? To apply, to formally state his halacha, his application of the Migu in both cases. The Iyashmi'inan Hanitati. If I had watched, heard, only quoted what? These two halachas, Mishamirta Lekilta. So then I would have said that the halacha only works one way, namely, that whatever is good for Shabbos is good for Sukkah. Why? Because Shabbos carries an Isha Doraisa. It's an Isha Malach. If the Rabbanan said that this constitutes a wall for what? That for Shabbos purposes, for Sukkah I'll allow it. But to go in the reverse, what was Rabbi's original case? Shai Shil Chassan, which we just have to do. That was the first case of Rabbi said. That's where you want to go from something that constitutes a wall for Hilchot Sukkah purposes should now be considered what? A wall for Hilchot Shabbos purposes. Maybe going from something which is less severe, from Sukkah to Chamor, God's aim of mine, therefore Rabbi needed all three cases to repeat his halacha. That I am willing to apply the halacha of Dothan in the case of Sayyidil Khasar to Shlisha Sapiru Kata. I am willing to apply the halacha of Bigu in the case of Sichek Al Gabe Lehi. And I'm willing to apply the halacha of Migu when I'm going to go ahead and place what? Place the schach on Tase Beirot. Fine? Very nice. Very nice. So now, I remind you of a machloikis, how to understand the nature of the Migu, which will now enable us to understand two or three cases which we shine and talk about these two cases as spin-offs of these two cases or details of these two cases. I'm going to remind you first of the query of the Halachic Chakira. There are two ways to understand Rava's Migul. A, Hey, whatever is considered a mechitza for Hilchos Shabbos purposes is considered a mechitza for Hilchos Sukkah purposes. B, whatever type of mechitza is ma'eret carrying, you're allowed to use that thing in the Sukkah. Whatever type of mechitza you're allowed to carry, not just that it's called a mechitza, that you're allowed to carry in, whatever mechitza enables you with ma'aseh to carry, that's considered enough of a mechitza for you to eat in on Sukkot as well. So I gave you last time the case that illustrates the difference that tonight we'll build on. Here is the case. How many walls, Mikha, do you need in order to enclose the courtyard in order to carry? How many walls, Mikha, Oraisha? Three walls. Good. However, Mikha, Rabbanam, what do you need on the fourth side? People said it 5 minutes ago. You need a lefty or a cousin. Here is the case, Rabbanam. It's Shabbat Kolam Sukkot, and I did not put up a lefty or a kol on the fourth side. Okay? You are accept the for now. You are accept the for now. It depends on the definition. If you accept the first definition, that whatever is considered a mechitza of what? A mechitza for A is a mechitza for B. Well, this is a mechitza. This is a mechitza. So now let's take the case, the first case of Rav. Sa'ayin kehu chasan, or shlishi safi l'tefa. I have two complete walls, and on the third side is just a tefa. Is that a real mechitza? Is that really enclosed? Is that really a good enough enclosure to carry on Shabbos normally? Absolutely not. You need three full walls. But now comes the mitzvah. Since that little tefach, third wall, is a halakhically valid tefach in relationship to what? To Hilchos Shabbos? Excuse me, to Hilchos Sukkah? Therefore you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos as well. So if you look at it from the vantage point of a mechitza, it halakhically is considered a mechitza. But, is this a mechitza which is normally ma'era carrying? No. You know why? The Rabbanan said, what do you need on the fourth side? You need a Rechni or a Kairi. And there is no Rechni and Kairi. So I told you the rich Genus quoted the Machloikin, whether or not on Shabbat Chol HaMoed Sukkot, are you allowed to carry in this area without a Rechni or a Kairi? I told you. Are you allowed to carry without the rabbinic enactment being taken care of? So if the definition of the legal is that all you need is whatever constitutes a halakhic mechitza for Sukkah, constitutes a halakhic mechitza for Shabbat, and you have a carry, that's it. So I don't care if there's a kaira or a lefty on the fourth side. But if the rubber legal means whenever you're allowed to carry on Shabbat, it's considered good enough to, excuse me, whatever, now we're doing the verse, whenever you're allowed to what? To eat in the Sukkah, you're allowed to carry as well, or any other reverse case. I'm going to take it now with a reverse case, okay? I'll give you the reverse case as well. Here's the reverse case. Let's take the case of Tase Beirol, okay? So you look at the Gemara on the look at the Rashi on the Zion of the Day. Zion of the Day. Rashi, the top Rashi. So you have the diagram. What's in the middle of the diagram? A bar. The well. Good. So when did the Rabbanan allow you to take advantage of these four poles? Under what circumstance? When there's a well. Good. Now comes Again, the Rich Gaius raises the question, quoted by the Rush. What happens if I simply put up four poles and there ain't no well here? Can you put your shook up? The Rich Gaius says 100% yes. And the Ramah in Siman Tuf Reish Lamed Siv Zion says absolutely not. What? This is only Shabbos Sukkot. It's the only time that we even have such a question. And again, the same question emerges. If you believe that it's okay. Namely, even if there's no well right here, if I just put up the four posts, one there, and you believe that what is the correct definition? Whatever is considered a machitza of the Shabbos is considered a machitza of the Shabbos. Well, I know of a case where this is considered a machitza of the Shabbos. Where is this considered a machitza? Where there happens to be a well. And I don't need this well right now. As long as there is some heishitimza, as long as there is a possibility of reimagining that this constitutes a wall for the Hukkah Shabbos, it now constitutes a wall for the Hukkah Shabbos. Therefore, says the Rich Gaius, even if the well is not here, you're allowed to eat in this Hukkah on Shabbos Kol HaMoed Sukkah. Why? Because there is one case that I can conceive of where these four posts are considered Hamalachas
Machis.
What?
No, because it's the machisa. Because even if you start going the other direction, once you allow it, even it, Hamalat. But the Ramah says no. The Ramah says it's not enough for something to have an abstract case
that it works in some occasion. You need an occasion, you need a machisa, which is materet to carry. Not enough to have the same machisa. You need a machisa hamateret v'tiltul, a machisa that enables you to carry. If I simply go into the public thoroughfare and put four posts up, am I allowed to carry these four posts? Absolutely not. When is the only time that you're allowed to carry? If there is a well. Therefore, says the Ramah, that if you want to put schach upon these four posts, and eat there, there's got to be a well in the middle of the
well.
Otherwise, it's not Hashi Beirah. Correct. And the Rish, then studying by the Rush, right here, about 9 other days, says no. That one in any construct, something is considered a valid machitza, even though I know why it was a valid machitza. There are bunnas where they feel because of the old lady head down. I know that. You don't have to tell me that. I didn't forget that, says the Rush. But once I see that a construction pattern has an opportunity to be considered a halakhic machitza, that halakhic machitza is applicable even if it's not, or all of the conditions which generally require it are not present. So even if there is no well sitting here,
and it was in New York,
and it was sitting in New York City, that is correct. Sitting in New Midtown Manhattan, no oil, regular, nothing. That's correct. That's how far the Rich Gaius takes. And the Ramah clearly disagrees, because the Ramah obviously believes that it's not simply sufficient to have a machitza for Hilchos Shabbos, but a machitza hamateret.
Is the Ramah make that school up only for Olei Regel?
Yes.
This time here is a well.
Only for Olei Regel. That's correct. Because they didn't want to discourage Olei Regel.
If you're the thirsty on Shabbos, you must start. Don't be out. There's no connection. You can't align such a thing.
There were so many things that you were allowed to do, and you're afraid that on the Shabbos, the next day, the Sunday, all these errors, and now it's
being I know. Basically, Shabbos is a far greater threat than this, that's for sure. You're worried that especially some of the explanations, like, pay the time, right? The egg looks like an apple, so look, I'm more an apple. You're a fucking apple, right? I agree with you, I don't have any logic. Or, I'll give you another illustration. Let's assume I have a well that was not in a Rishutha Rabba. You have a well, in a chaser. But the walls of the chaser are 6 miles away. I don't have very such long shot. So I, the genius, come along and turn like this. You know what? Around the bell, what am I going to do? Put up my four poles. Four poles right now. That's good enough. Here is the case. The well is not in the Rosh Hashanah. The well is in a cluster. The cluster is enclosed by a regular machine, but the walls are so far away from the well that I can't put up top because I don't have bamboo poles that are 30 feet long. So I am a genius, and I know that this takana of the well works. So I stop this whole my circuit, I go near the well, I stick my four poles in, and now I take my 8-foot bamboo stick, hang it on top of the poles, and can I use it or not? What does it depend on? Tell me, Rabotai, how it depends on this exact thing, not worth it. No?
If
what?
If you hold it, then it has to be a
Exactly. If the only thing in order to get the Mizu started is that I need some type of case which indicates that such four poles are okay, even though in this case I don't need the four poles, and I'm going to be able to remind them. No, the Ramology says no good, 100%. Same thing, the Ramology says no good, 100%. But other returning would say, why? Because I have a regular machine. I have something out here in the machine. And the Ramo, of course, the same number. Why? Because the four poles are not being marked as a carrying. Because what's being marked as a carrying in this case? The cluster's wall, not the poles. It's not a machine hamakeren. Some we study and say, love is come up and nothing is wrong. So what we've seen is that there are three or four different cases to test, to use as a litmus test, how you understand what Rava is teaching us with his Mizu. A, is Rava telling us that whatever halachically constitutes a machitza for Hilchos Shabbos can automatically qualify as the machitza for Hilchos Sukkah, and you're allowed to eat here. And conversely, whatever constitutes a halacha of Hilchos Sukkah, I am allowed to carry in that place as well. Or B. No. Rava is not going that far. Rava is saying, whatever type of machitza enables you to carry, under those circumstances, you're allowed to eat within the confines of those walls as well. But if for some reason you are not permitted to carry within those walls, even though halakhically I can constitute a very similar, I would be able to, that's not good enough. And again, it revolves around what happens in those two cases. What happens in those two cases? Yeah. It's interesting that Tosfos splits his pshat on our two cases that we just illustrated. Splits his pshat. If you want to look at the Tosfos on the top of the page, Sichech Agabe Mavu. And then the next case of Sichech Agabe Pasi De Ra'os, Tosfos here splits his pshat. In one of them, he paskins like the Ritz Gaius, and the other one, he paskins like the Ramah. And which does he paskin like which? In relationship to the Pasei Beiros, he paskins against the Ramah, that you do not need what?
The ball in the middle. You don't need the ball in the middle.
But in the previous case, in relationship to Sichech al Gabay Mavui, he says, if there is no lefty on the fourth side, you can't carry. No lefty on the fourth side, you can't carry. So, it's a good question. The Ron, I don't have a good answer why the place was split this time. The Ron says something, he just says it, but without giving us the logic why he says it. Just be aware of the fact that Tosfos, in relationship to the first case which I illustrated, namely, the case of the Mavui, and the fourth side was open, and there was no Lechi Achora, Tosfos says it's no good. Yet, in the case of Tasei Beiraos, where you did not put the four posts around the well, Tosfos says what? It is good. So he seemingly is contradictory in terms of the two definitions. Definition? Okay, I can't explain why, but you should know that Tosfos himself does. Moving on. Listen to this Eisen Akasha of the Oroch Laner. Eisen Akasha. Please look for a moment and Daf Chof Gimel Amid Aleph. I'm not going to tell you the Kasha. You have to tell me the Kasha. You're going to have to tell me the Kasha. Okay? The Mishnah, we will learn this Mishnah in a couple of light years. Somebody wanted to know why we're not going as fast in Sukkah as we are with as we went in Tainus and Megillah. What's the answer, ladies and gentlemen? What's the answer? We are going slow. There's no doubt about it. I know we're going slow. What's the reason? No. Negara, forget about that, Negara. Even in the Halakha. Because the cases are so much more difficult. The technical cases, and these, especially this last three blocks, are very, very difficult cases, and you can't just run through them. And it's not just, it's just difficult cases. Anyhow, the Mishnah there says, on Chav Beis Amid Beis, somebody who puts his sukkah on the top of a tree or on the top of a camel. It's the third line of the Mishnah. And let's read the whole Mishnah. Read the last Mishnah, the Mishnah on Chof Beis Amid Beis. Ha'osis sukkaso b'rosho agola. Somebody puts his sukkah on the top of a wagon or on a ship, on a boat. Sheira, the sukkah is kashrut, the only love yantar. And you're allowed to go on the first day of yantar. No issue to get on a boat. No issue to go on a coach. However, the Rosh Ha'ilon or Agave Gomel, but if you put your sukkah on the top of a tree, that a tree has sukkah, or on top of a camel, I haven't seen that too frequently, the sukkah is shera, but the ain olim la b'yomto. You're not permitted to what? To go up on this sukkah on yomtov. There are two reasons. According to the Bavli, the reasons for the both cases are the same. Why are you not allowed to climb a tree on Yom? Zeru, Shemayal, and Yitlo.
if you might rip off a branch. According to the Badri, that's the same reason why you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos. But friend, if you're going to pass a tree, you don't get to rip down a branch. You solemnly claim that riding an animal is an Easter d'oraisa of Mechamer Achar Behemza. There are two activities which on Shabbos might be offer Midda Oraisa, but are not called Malachas. Two activities, and consequently do not have an Easter Sfila associated with them. One is undoubtedly Mechamer Achar Behemza. The simple interpretation of Mechamer Achar Behemza is whistle while you work. Right? You stand there next to your cow, your ox, and your little whistle, and when you whistle, what does it do? What does this ox do? It pulls the plow. Or it carries a pecker with you. So your behemoth is doing the work of you. And that's an Easter d'oraisa. It's a part of the text. Lo ta'asa kol malacha, ata uvincha avichacha, avtacha vavarcha, uvehemtacha. And your animal, now it's a malacha to you. But if your animal does malacha to you, you don't get to see it. Only an Easter d'oraisa. So Yerushalmi believes that riding an animal is also Mechamer. He's doing malacha to you. What malacha is the animal doing? He's carrying you. Very simple. But the Bible says no, to the same. Very nice. So the problem is not with the sukkah. The problem is that it's a Hilchos Shabbos question. You can't go up on Yom Tov. You can't go up on the first day of Yom Tov. Can't stop coming. Otherwise, regular weekday, you can go on the sukkah just on a boat, such as you have on a camel or on a tree. Now let's read the Gemara. Middle of Chafkim Alamadam. I'm just going to read the Gemara, then I'm going to go to sleep, or I'm going to check on the Ranger game. And you tell me what Oroch Lanei's Kash is. Says the Gemara, Masnisin Rabbi Meir. The author of our Mishnah, although there is no name in the Mishnah, must be Rabbi Meir, who says that the only time that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah with a sukkah on a gomel or a tree is on Shabbos or Yom Tov because of the extraneous problem that you can't go on them again. The Sanya Ha'osa Sukkasei Agave Behema Rabbi Meir Machshir Rabbi Yehuda Posel. Rabbi Yehuda says a sukkah that's on an animal is possible. Why is it possible? Why on the second day of Chol HaMoed, where there's no Easter to walk on an animal on Chol, so why can't I go on air? My time is the Rabbi Yehuda. Or Makla, Chag HaSukkos Tatsu L'chol Shivas Yamin. Sukkah HaRu'u Yom Shiva, Shma Sukkah. Sukkah She'en HaRu'u Yom Shiva, Lo Shma Sukkah. Okay? Says Rabbi Yehuda, he dies in the bus. The sukkah which you use theoretically has to be available for you throughout 7 days. Since there's an issue of the Rabbanon on this sukkah, on the first day of sukkah, and on Shabbat Cholamites you get into the sukkah, so the sukkah is not available you can use for 7 days. It's only available for you for 5 days. And you need a sukkah called the Uyo Mashiach. That's not used as a thing. Don't ask the Olaf on Eretz. An algebra. Yeah. Of course. Ask the Aleph Lamed. What in the world is Rava talking about? Rava, we just spent the whole time last post year, Rava's a thing. Yigu to have a Dyson with Sukkah, have a Dyson with Shabbos. Yigu to have a Dyson with Shabbos, have a Dyson with Sukkah. Meaning the problem. So let's take the case of something that is a valid sukkah for Shabbos that is good for sukkah as well. So let's talk about these Tati de Rojo. Okay? I have my well. Let's operate that there is a well because I want to feel clear of the Machloikis, Shina Ramah and others. There is a well right here. Okay? I put up my four posts. Am I allowed to draw water from the well on Shabbos? Yes. There's well with great kiddush. I put chak on top of these four posts, even though there are no clearly indicated walls, I'm allowed to eat from there on Shabbat Cholamoed. That's right. That's one out of 7 days. But on the second day of Yom Tov, which is Chol HaMoed, right? And I put up 4 posts around the well. How do you allow? Is that called a wall for Sukkot? Of course. It's only because of Shabbat Chol HaMoed. But built into that definition, is what? It's the halacha that in order for sukkah to be tshela, it has to be re'udah with shiva hayomim. This is the
concept
of the other. Yeah, man. No. But the same is the Gemara. What does the Gemara say here? What does the Gemara say if you're right? You sit enough tomorrow to tell me what's the next word in the Gemara. After
the brother says, "Ba'achah, you have the right to the sukkah, but please, my mother, have the right to the sukkah." Hold you for that. And we'll take the time off. Something like that, right? Therefore, we ask the Kasha, challenging the entire premise of Rav Talmud. He answers something so strange. I'm just going to tell you what he says, okay? I couldn't tell you so, because I have an obligation to tell you what he says. He says, does anybody happen to know another halacha that is derived from the pasuk, Chag HaSukkot Ta'asem L'chor Shivat Yom? A very famous halacha. We have seen it once before, and we will describe precisely. Ta'asem L'chor. That the halacha is that you have to make your sukkah. Not that your sukkah is automatically made.
What does this mean?
Here, I'll give you an illustration of this. If I put up a sukkah, according to Beis Shammai, for example, if I put up a sukkah today, Shammai holds that a sukkah which you put up today is halachically worthy. Because that's called a sukkah yishan. That's an old sukkah. You need a sukkah that is made within 30 days of sukkah. It's kind of a stopper. 30 days of sukkah. So what are you supposed to now do if you have this sukkah already built? What are you supposed to do? You have to pick up the sock and put it back down. But what happens if I didn't pick up the sock? I took out a wall and replaced the wall. Am I going to the mitzvah? No, absolutely not. Why? Because by replacing the wall, the sukkah automatically became kosher. And in order to be master of sukkah, what is the key to be master of sukkah? Of course, that's not what the Kasha Moed Nasi. But question is, does the halacha of Kasha Moed Nasi apply to the Sagos as well? Okay, I just give you the answer. The answer is no, it doesn't. So, what do you see about the school of Kasha Moed Nasi? What do you see about the school of that it's a halacha only in the schach, not in the wall? Tell me what the Aruch HaNer is going to say as well. Tell me now the answer of the Aruch HaNer. How does he answer the Al Gemara? Yes? Correct. But it's the Aruch HaNer, the same thing is true about this halacha that it learned out from this book. Namely, the requirement that a sukkah be worthy of 7 days sitting is only in relationship to the schach. But the machitos don't require that particular day. And Rava's halacha was only stated. What did Rava say? Nizu de hevelat le'inyin shabbat, hevelat le'inyin sukkah. Baifa, the machitos. Therefore, says the Aruch HaNer, I, in conceptually, my passion is like, oh, it's passion.
because it undermines everything that Rava said.
But I'm going to tell you that the soul of Sukkah, of the Uya, of the Shiva, is limited only to the class.
But, if it's not the class that is the issue, but the wall, it's up to the class. How do I know that this halacha is limited only to the class? Because there is another halacha which is derived from the exact same source, and that too, namely, Tasha, the one in our story, that too is limited only to the Tzad, and not the wall. No, that's what we learn now, because it's Tasha.
I know, so when Tasha, we should have filmed it
or something. I know, but he says it's the same Tasha. Now, the difficulty with the Aruch Laner is that we have many other Rishonim who discuss cases of your Sukkah, Eino, Ru'uya, L'shiva, and it's talking about the wall. For example, we had this case a couple of years ago, and in Florida they had it this year. What am I referring to? Where you know the Sukkah is not going to withstand the wind. So, if I'm not mistaken, I know for a fact it's a Mordechai, and I don't remember from the Habakkuk. You have this alleyway in which it gets very, very windy. Incredibly windy. And I put up my sukkah, and it just so happens the first night of sukkah is a relatively calm night. 2 days later comes the normal, typical what? Alleyway, wind, and in this place, there's no way to put the stand up. So the moment I write that you're not going to the midst of Sukkah. And that's good. Why? Because it's not a Sukkah of the Uya Lashem. You built it in a location which you knew in advance it can't stand the 7 minutes. It's in a area where it's obviously going to blow apart. So if you built it in a place which it can normally stand, which there suddenly comes Hurricane Katrina, that's the youngster in a car, that's something else. So while you sat in it, it was okay, and then in the car, it blew away. It's not going to retroactively change your mission. But if you put up a sukkah in an area, which under normal circumstances will not be able to withstand, and it's not only the clock blown away. I don't think that it's... So I agree with you, that the halacha from Shiva Yomim doesn't necessarily seem to be limited only to what? To the Tzad. Tasha, okay. I don't necessarily think that the Aruch Haner is necessarily Oishahal, if you were to carry over other Rishonim. But it's an interesting, very interesting question. And, it's a, like we always say, Tasha is best from the better. And as long as you know the Kasha, that's also okay. One last point on this, and then we'll move on. Does anybody know of another area, Rabotai, where Mechitza is halachically significant? I'm sure you do. We have here Mechitza to Sukkah, Mechitza to Shabbat. Where else is the Mechitza very important? I know you're going to say Beit Knesset, but think of something else besides Beit Knesset. Anybody who's ever studied right? Precisely. The halacha is, you're not permitted to plant seeds of two different species together. That's Shalayim. You need a halacha, right? And the Mishnah Shalayim tells us that if you have a mechitza, even if they're next to each other, that's okay as well. If there's no mechitza there, then you have to have, I think, dalit amas, or whatever the shiur. But there's not that much of a distance apart. But if there's a mechitza, okay. Double time. Would you imagine that Rav's halacha would apply to Kalayim as well? Yigu the Hevet Geisel, the Shabbos, Hevet Geisel with Kalayim. Yigu the Hevet Geisel with Sukkah, Hevet Geisel with Lot, for Kalayim. Now, I emphasize that the Geisel for Sukkah for Kalayim is no good trick. Because a sukkah wall normally is a real sukkah wall. Well, how about the tefla? The one tefla. I think that the machitza by Shalayan, in theory, has to be much more than a tefla. Or he'll be stopped. Let's put Pate Bela. Or a Lehi or a Kola. Would you say that at least, you know, I don't know how to shape this case, that on Shabbos, where you have this thing, so on Shabbos, if you would plant on Shabbos, I'm not going to talk about whether you're trying to scheme of a plant. My question is, will it be called Shalayim? Zizu, they have a Zayfer with Shabbos, then halakhically, it's considered Zayfer for Shalayim. And now it's a mob deal. What? Yeah, what would you say? Okay, so now that would be nachatasha. How after Shabbos it's already growing together, but in the theoretical yeshivish intellectual genetic world, we'll worry about that some other time. We'll worry about right now on Shabbos. Would you say that we would ever apply such a standard that he would want to apply? It's a question that Achrayim dabble with. Think, you know, nothing to do. Think about it. Why don't you write that? Not a couple of lines. One of the next requirements that a sukkah must have is shechamsa meruba mitzilsa. That the sunlight must exceed, then it's possible. If the sunlight exceeds the shade, the sukkah is possible. Tana Rabbanan. Chamsa machmasichuch below machmasifan. If the shade effect created by the tzchach is sufficient to grant shade to the sukkah, but the walls are not big enough or thick enough or close enough to prevent sunlight from entering through the wall, and lim ma'aseh, in the space where you're eating, you are decked completely in sunlight, but not as a result of what? The paucity of what? The top, but rather the walls, says the Brisa, it's okay. The disqualification is only chamsa veruva mitzulsa machmashichuch, velo machmashtefano. Rabbi Yoshia omer ach machmashtefano. Rabbi Yoshia says, no, we want you to sit in the shade. And if the sun is creeping through the walls, that is also a chisaron in the sukkah. Omer Avgeim of Ashlamia Mishmei Dabaye, my time with the Rabbi Yoshia. What's the reason why Rabbi Yoshia says, after all, even Rabbi Yoshia has to acknowledge that, which Rashi said in the first lines of the Masechta. First lines of the Masechta. What did Rashi say? Take a look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Ushechamsa meruba mitzilsa. Third line of Rashi in the Mishnah. Everybody remember that? That you need sun more than shade. Hamuat batel berov. If you have minority shade, it's as if there is no shade. Baharehu kamisha engel. Ba'al shem hashach to your sukkah. What has to generate this shade effect? The sukkah, the shach. That's what we call sukkah, shach, for shade purposes. Rabbi Yoshi didn't get this particular off. He doesn't disagree with it. So why in the world does he now claim that what? That the machitzos cannot contribute to what? To the chamsa meruba mitzilta. Says the Gemara, says the sakosa al ha'aron et ha'paroches. Paroches mechitza. The kokaria rachmanes chacha. The Torah says that after Moshe Rabbeinu was to place the aron in what we call the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's supposed to place a curtain between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaMetzel. The Havdil. They are Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was the purpose of the Mechitza. And what word does the Torah use? v'sakosa. Now, in reality, the reason why it's v'sakosa is because the way it was constructed is that this parochet slightly curved a little on the top to somehow overhang a bit of the arm. That's the way it was constructed. But they call a v'chitza sukkah. Therefore, says Rav Yossi, since there is a biblical reference to identifying something which in essence is a machitza, and nonetheless it is entitled, it is called what? It also is chak, it also offers some protection for the other. So too claims Rav Yossi that what? That the chak, the name chak, which is designed to create shade, can apply not only to the roof fixtures, but even to the walls as well. They also contribute to the shacha function, and as a result, any sunlight entering as a result of the walls are disqualified. Alma machitza tikhati. The Rabbanan, they say no. Tahu dineikuf beipurta, the mechitza tikhati. There, no proof whatsoever. Why? There, what happened? As I just told you, there the mysterious, the physical reality is that what did the wall do? What did the overhang was curved on the top? So since it was curved on the top a little, de facto, what was it doing? It was covering the other. Therefore, it's appropriate to use the word vistakosa. But, walls of a sukkah don't participate in what? In chak. Don't participate in covering. Therefore, since they don't participate in covering, they have what? No relevance to this discussion. And for this reason, we reject Rabbi Yehoshua, and the only type of shade of sunlight that would disqualify is sunlight that enters as a result of the lack of sufficient chak, not as a result of the lack of sufficient wall protection. We will continue next week, level time, with seeing how this Gemara will impact on the famous halacha of Zerzer Hatira. Whether this speaks to the famous Hatira, how to understand Zerzer Hatira. Zerzer Hatira is in part of that, or is it not part? That's the Hatira. Yeah. Right. But that's an external problem. Rav Yossi will say, you're right, from the wall point of view, I can allow a dolphin or a lefty or a zebra. Now I have to worry about something. So let's assume you're very fortunate that the sun always comes in, never comes in on this side, and you're always that side. So the two walls that I'll put up will be on that side. That's cool. I'll make sure. And the headlock for the lefty will be on this side. That's how Rabbi Yossi, and if you could not do so, Rabbi Yossi would say, I'm very sorry. I have an external, it's not that you're lacking walls in your sukkah, you're lacking shade. That's the 12 shade.
Okay, stop here, Rabbi Yossi.